All right, so ladies, this one's gonna be for you, okay? This is really about, because I get women that ask me questions about why men do things. They put it on their social media, you know, men ain't this, men ain't that. Well, us men feel the same way about a lot of women, is the character of somebody. So everybody in a whole is, you sometimes you have to switch up what you like, you know what I mean? Like, if you're someone that's truly wanting a relationship with somebody, just because you like a certain, a lot of y'all women like the street boys, you know what I mean? You'll go for the street boys than the man that works every day, you know, dresses nice or whatever, because there's a side of y'all that like that rough look, whatever. But y'all like that, but don't see what can come with it. Now, I'm not going to say all street boys, you know, have the same traits of how they would treat a woman. I'm not going to say that at all. And first of all, if I say a certain gender, you know, all women, all men, please don't take it as that. Of course, not everyone's going to be the same. But with men, ladies, a lot of y'all get mad at men that approach you, you know, hey, what's good, you trying to fuck? Y'all will get mad at those type of men, you know, the ones that are just straight up blunt. No, I mean, I do understand, you know, that's not what you're probably looking for, but to me, those type of men that just don't care and they'll say whatever, even though, yeah, it sounds disrespectful and it upsets you, those men don't get as much respect as they should, because they're just straight up telling you what they want. And a lot of people say they want honesty. That's that, you can't get more honest than that. You want to know what's dangerous? Are men that have that same objective, just wanting to fuck, they're just very nice with their words and they're nice with their actions. So they will tell you whatever they need to tell you to make you smile. They will take you wherever they want to take you to make you feel good about yourself. You'll give them some pussy and the vibe changes. You're looking at them as, you know, potential husband, boyfriend type of deal. And they're looking at you as just some pussy. Yeah, they may like your look, you know, style, but they're either not ready to date, so they do what they do to get pussy, because everyone has sex. Women like to have sex, men like to have sex more, and most know that they just can't say, hey, can you give me some pussy? So they do what they need to do to get it. And the best way that works is playing on y'all's emotions. Y'all, women are emotional. Y'all know this. Y'all say this. Men know this because we see it and we live it. We're around y'all. So a lot of men, a lot of smart men, these, like I said, these are the most dangerous men you can come around, is men that will play your emotions in order to fuck you. Those type of men you really don't see because you don't know what their objective is. Your first reason you don't know is because you don't ask. A lot of y'all don't ask questions. Y'all go with the flow and then you get your feelings hurt. That's if you don't ask questions and you get your feeling hurt, that's your fault. I mean, that's just what it is. A lot of people don't like to ask questions. So, depending on how you view yourself, you have to also understand how men think. Now, again, me, myself, I have been in the streets. I have played with women's emotions. I've done a lot. I've cheated. I've broken hearts. I've got my heart broke. Like, I know the game. I'm a man. And a lot of y'all women do not. This is what I don't understand. A lot of y'all women do not take serious of what, like, just like right now, I'm giving y'all, a man is giving you a man's game, you know what I mean? Steve Harvey, he wrote a whole book just giving out a man's game, and a lot of y'all just feel like we lying. Like, if you can't get it straight out of a man's mouth that's been in the game, knows how the game works, knows the red flags to give y'all, and you don't take heed of it, like, I don't know what to tell y'all. Y'all deserve to get fucked and get your feelings hurt. Simple as that. But me telling y'all how it works, you just have to take it for what it is and try to maneuver the best way possible. Respect the men that tell you straight up. If it hurts your feelings, it's the truth. You don't gotta call them any names, whatever. Just say, no, I'm not into that. Thank you. Like, simple as that. Because they're giving you straight, raw truth. But the men that, again, that will spend money, take you out, do whatever they need to do to make you feel good in order to fuck you, those are the men that are dangerous. And you, again, never know unless you ask the right questions. So my next podcast, I'm going to, go ahead and talk about what questions to ask, what red flags to look out for. And that way you can kind of judge on your own on what direction to take. So, I'll talk about some shit like this again. You know, probably tomorrow, hopefully. And if you have any questions, concerns, let me know. But until then, you can find me on my Instagram page at Relationship Puzzle. And if you are on my Instagram, the link is in the bio as well to get to my podcast. This is me. I think differently. There's other ways to go about than traditional ways. It may not be as nice or whatever, but sometimes you have to think differently and get out of your comfort zone in order to view things in a way where you won't get your feelings hurt.